This is Tammy Graham from KSUT. I'm speaking with Brigham Rinkle, the director of the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado. Thanks so much for joining us today, Brigham.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Tammy. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado just does a whole lot of things, but today we're going to focus on the foundation's efforts in response to COVID-19 and some of the resources available to our communities in Southwest Colorado anyway. So I'd like to start with the Community Emergency Relief Funds, which a lot of people have heard the acronym simply as SERF.
Right.
You've made your first round of grant awards, and I'd like to have you share a little bit more about that project.
Absolutely. So we reopened SERF in March. I can't even tell you what day, but early in March, and we have raised more than $225,000 to date, which is just amazing. So this is different than 416 Fire. When we had 416, we got a lot of big numbers, big grant dollars from businesses. Now we're seeing a lot of smaller donations from individuals. I think businesses just aren't sure what their future holds. And so it is so incredibly awe-inspiring to watch our community still come together, even with the knowing that economic times are going to be hard in the future. But 225, and we are working our darndest to spend that in the community in the most impactful ways. So last week we announced I'm partnered with Lynn Urban at United Way, and the two of us, along with a few other people from our SERF committee, decided on 12 nonprofits in all five counties, and we awarded them $50,500 from the SERF funds. And then, right before we released the information, I got this crazy idea that I could get this matched. So I made a few phone calls, and I received matching funds. So we actually gave out $101,000 to 12 nonprofits right on the front lines. And so those organizations got double. And when we did that, we did all five counties, and only one of the three philanthropists want to be recognized, and that's Onward Foundation. And over there in Cortez and in Montezuma, he matched $16,000 worth of grants that were going to Montezuma and Dolores. So we want to give a shout out to Onward Foundation, and then of course the other two anonymous donors who helped us match all the donations in Archuleta, San Juan, and La Plata.
So that's outstanding.
Those are what we call unsolicited grants. So the committee looked at who was working on the front lines and who we knew needed some support. That was the 12. Now we're releasing phase two, and again, this will still go to response. And so we are opening a grant application, and we'll open tomorrow, Wednesday, April 8th, and we'll close April 22nd so that we can quickly respond and get more grants out there by April 30th. And we're hoping, no, we're not hoping, we will at least grant $50,000.
So that would be additional funds available to nonprofits, I take it?
Right. Mm-hmm. To nonprofits specifically, of course. Yes, thanks for that question. And they'll have to apply this time. What we're trying to catch here, Tammy, is so many organizations have really pitched in, and they wouldn't be the traditional nonprofits that you would think of. And so we want to make sure that those other nonprofits, not the food pantries and not those organizations helping with rent assistance that we knew needed help, but for example, we know that Women's Resource Center in La Plata has really launched into some support mechanisms for around COVID-19. So we want to make sure that they have a chance to apply for funding to get some quick funding to help them with that. Los Compañeros is doing a lion's share of work with our Hispanic community. I want to make sure we have the opportunity to support them. So we're really looking for people to come and tell us what they're doing with this grant application so that we can make sure we support everybody.
Fantastic. And so again, for listeners, those for nonprofits, those funds will become available for application on April 8th, which is tomorrow if you're listening today.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about what Southwest Colorado Disaster Assistance, or SWCODA, is and how the foundation is interfacing there.
Absolutely. So Southwest CODA is something that we put together around the 416 fire. And when we went to relaunch it, we quickly realized this was a five-county issue and really needed to be able to highlight things going on in each county. So we had to redesign a little bit, but it's up there, southwestcoda.com. And at the very top, it lists all five counties. And so the Community Foundation supports this platform as it comes to disseminating information that's necessary. So if you, let's just look at La Plata. If you look at La Plata, there's three areas. There is public health, county resources, and business services. And so that is Community Foundation and the SURF Fund and making sure that residents can figure out answers to their questions online, if you're lucky enough to have access to online with a computer and internet service. We know not everybody does. The really cool thing that we're doing right now is we're in the midst of translating it all into Spanish. So you'll see that coming really soon. And then the next thing we're doing is we're adding a nonprofit button because that's my bailiwick is, you know, supporting the nonprofits. So grant applications will be there. Resources specific to nonprofits will be there. But also individuals can find out that information. So there's lots of links to really great resources if you're feeling a little like, I don't know, we're only putting reputable sources on here. We're cutting through the clutter. And so you can go here and find, and you know that it's from the U.S. Chamber or the Durango Chamber, all reputable sources. And so you can, you know, really know that what you're looking at is accurate.
Wonderful. And it's true. There's just such an almost overwhelming amount of information out there. It's hard to know where to start. So this is a great culling of, as you said, reputable resources that folks, individuals or businesses or nonprofits can go to.
Yeah.
One thing I also wanted to touch on is you're Making a Difference series, and you have David Brooks scheduled. Speak more to that event and how things are progressing there.
Right. So we have postponed that show. He has been so gracious and given us a date in October. So he will be coming Tuesday, October 6th. It's still a Tuesday, so we're hoping lots of people can continue to come at that different month, but still on a Tuesday. And he is going to come and speak, and it'll be that much closer to the elections. I hope that we're past all the COVID-19 and people are feeling a little bit more secure about going out in public. If you've already purchased tickets, they just get transferred to that date. If you cannot come, if for some reason you're out of town or you just aren't feeling comfortable yet, you can donate your ticket. You can call the ticket office for the community concert hall, and people, you can apply your ticket to another concert, or you can ask for a refund. So the concert hall has been amazing, and we're just riding this wave, and we're just going to reschedule in October, and we know that we'll have a great audience because everybody's really excited to hear what he has to say and talk a little bit about that.
Wonderful. Well, as usual, the flexibility and adaptability for all, and especially the Community Foundation right now in these uncertain times, has been really commendable. So thanks for everything that you all have been doing. I know you were kind of fundraising heavily in the first few weeks of this crisis, and now you're at the point of releasing those funds to the community. Yeah. If folks still want to contribute, how would they go about doing so?
Oh, absolutely. So if you go to the Southwest CODA site, there's a donate button in the right-hand corner. It's yellow. And you can click that, or, of course, you can always go to swcommunityfoundation.org and donate there. You know, we are still accepting donations, and we're processing donations every single day. And we are just, as always, awed by the contributions that we get from our community. I just sent an email to our friends and funders last night, and I've already received at least a dozen emails saying, all right, what do you need? What can we do? And how can I get my friends to do this? I'll tell you and your listeners a secret. I love to share secrets on air. I am working really hard right now to match our round two funding, and I'm making no promises, but I can't tell you how happy my heart is when I can do those things. And so doubling the impact for the next round of applications is my goal. I may not make it, which is okay, but I think I'll come really darn close if I don't get all the way. And so we're looking for people to, you know, this is just our recovery phase. Just our response phase. We are really cognizant. United Way and I are talking all the time about recovery. And what does recovery look like? It cannot be your typical grant program. We really need to think of something outside the box. For instance, do we need to follow the federal government's lead and do some sort of stimulus check, looking at last year's budget, and everybody gets a check based on their budget for stimulus? One, I don't want anybody to do, you know, a grant application that, you know, doesn't really impact their organization, and yet I know every single nonprofit's going to need recovery money. And so we're really trying to think outside that box and think about how we can get money into the nonprofit sector to create a stimulus package. I'm not sure what it looks like yet, but I'm all ears, let me just say that, because I know it's going to be a hard, hard thing to figure out.
Well, speaking as a person who runs a nonprofit, really appreciate the Community Foundation thinking out of the box, thinking about both response, of course, and recovery at this point, even though we're not even close to that, but you're thinking about it. So thanks for all that you and your board and everyone at the Community Foundation do to serve Southwest Colorado. Brigham Wrinkle, Executive Director of the Community Foundation serving Southwest Colorado. Thanks so much, Brigham, and we look forward to talking to you again sometime in the near future with any updates.
That sounds great. Tammy, you have a great day and stay healthy.
I will. You as well.